Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we share financial tips and advice to help you feel financially empowered. I'm Jenna Tobble, AVP of Marketing here at First Alliance Credit Union, and joining me today is Kanwar Singh, our branch manager at our Commerce Drive location. Thank you so much for being here today, Kanwar. I'm really happy to have you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, and we are going to dig into a very important topic, debt strategies, how to pay off your debt using either the debt snowball method or the debt avalanche method, two very common strategies. We're going to talk about them, pros, cons, how they work, all that. But before we dig in deep into our topic today, Kanwar, tell us a little bit about what a branch manager does. How did you get to First Alliance? Who are you? Tell us.
Yes, absolutely. So, I'm Kanwar, and I just recently started with First Alliance, I believe 2.5 months ago. I'm a branch manager, like Jenna mentioned, at Commerce Drive. Before that, I worked at different banks and stuff, and this is my first time working at a credit union, and I really wanted to work with an organization where I can actually feel that my work is making a difference. Yeah. So I'm very glad for this opportunity that I got, and very excited for the future over here at Commerce Drive and at the First Alliance in general.
Yeah, and we're so happy to have you. And I would just like to say that you chose the right side to join the credit union movement. Like, we call, banks are the dark side in credit union world.
Yes.
So you've come to the right side.
I can attest that, I guess.
Awesome. Well, let's just jump right into our topic today. And that is, again, paying off your debt and some really good strategies that
right.
we can use to do that. So for somebody who's not familiar with these terms, can you just kind of define what is a debt snowball payoff strategy and what is debt avalanche payoff
yeah.
strategy?
Yeah, so these both are great strategies, and it really depends sort of what situation are you in life and what works best for you. So for the snowball effect, so in this one, the key element is that we start with the smaller debt. We don't take interest rate into consideration. So for example, let's say a person has three credit cards, one with a balance of $1,000, second being $3,000, and the third being $5,000. Mm-hmm. So you're going to start with that $1,000 one.
Okay.
What that does is, Jenna, is it really helps you build up momentum and really motivates you so that you keep making progress towards your goals, towards your financial goals. And on the flip side, we have avalanche method. So that basically focuses on the card or the loan that has highest interest rate.
Okay.
So backdoor example. So if a person has three credit cards, one with a balance of $1,000 and second being $2,000 mm-hmm. and third being $5,000. So you want to start with the $5,000 one because that's, in the long run, that is what's going to save you overall more money.
Sure.
But that can also be daunting for certain individuals,
yeah.
right? So just like you don't really see the fruits of your labor. So it really depends on your situation, how much interest you're paying on your credit cards,
yeah.
and other factors in your life.
Excellent. So if I'm just going to kind of reiterate what I heard you say a little bit. So the debt snowball is really about starting small and building up bigger, like
right.
a snowball would if it was rolling down a hill.
Exactly.
And the avalanche is more you're starting with the biggest balance, interest rate, payment, whatever kind of
right.
motivates you
right.
to pay down so that as you're paying down bigger and bigger and then you actually pay down smaller and smaller as you go. So more of that kind of
absolutely. Problem. So avalanche method really helps you save money on the interest.
Yeah.
And snowball, it really helps you keep the ball rolling, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. and really keeps you motivated and you start seeing the results of your hard work right away.
Yeah, which it sounds like maybe the best way to kind of decide which one is good for you really has to do with what motivates you. Can you talk a little
exactly.
bit more about like how to maybe think through which option might be more motivational for someone?
Yeah. So that, again, so for someone, for example, for someone who's in their mid to early 20s mm-hmm. and they have some credit card debt, so I'll use my example. So when I was fresh out of college at 23, so I had around $45,000 to $5,000 credit card debt, and at that time it felt like a lot, and I was paying a lot in interest, and there were like two different credit cards.
Yeah.
So what really helped me at that time, I had one credit card that was around $1,200 credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just wanted to eliminate that account.
Yeah.
So I primarily focused on that. And I was able to do it, I think, less than 2 months. And then when I did that, and then it's just I made a plan. Mm-hmm. I made a sort of a measurable plan that for my next credit card, which was right around, I think, $3,800 or $3,900 that I had to pay, that, oh, how exactly I'm going to do it. And within the 3 to 4 months, that strategy really paid off to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think a lot of people coming fresh out of college do tend to have a lot of credit card debt, not because they made bad choices or anything, but you kind of need that to get through school. Sometimes you're not able to work all the hours, but you still have to feed yourself and, you know, pay for gas and things. So I think it's really common that people end up in that situation. And so I like that you use that example for yourself, because I think people can relate to that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
how easy that is to actually make that momentum when you put that thought and priority towards paying off that debt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only that, I would also add one more point, that at that young age, when you're in college, you don't really understand credit cards.
No.
So that's another thing, because you look at these features that, oh, I got this credit card, I'm going to get 2% back or 1% back at certain restaurants. And your lack of experience with the different financial products, it really takes you into this loop that where you end up, you seeing yourself, oh wow, I ended up in this little debt, and now how do I do it? And again, it's just everything is about strategy
and
really understanding yourself and staying disciplined about your progress.
Yeah. Well, what I really like about these two strategies that we're talking about today, the snowball and the avalanche methods, is it creates this really easy to follow and understand framework for making that progress and that momentum.
Right.
But the question that I have for you about both of those is, you know, is one or the other truly, you know, better from like a overall cost saving standpoint? Like obviously interest rate plays a huge factor into how much you end up paying, because with interest, you're always paying more than the amount that you actually borrowed. And so with the snowball method, you're focusing more on that payment and that balance. But with the avalanche, it sounds like interest rate is more important.
That's so a primary factor.
Can you talk a little bit about the role that interest plays in maybe making a decision to use one method over the other?
Yes. So if your goal, if you have, it also depends like your overall balance. Mm-hmm. If we just sort of change the numbers in our example, let's say if you, instead of $5,000, you have credit card debt of $20,000. Mm-hmm. And with the, if you have the sort of the average APR on your credit card that you have, you're probably going to be paying around $400 to $500 just interest on that $20,000 balance you're having.
Did you just do that math in your head? Like, because that's
that's just a rough estimate.
Okay.
Yeah. Just based on when you you work with the members and stuff, you see a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then these are numbers, just they just come handy. So in that method, in that situation, so you definitely want to go avalanche method, because you do not want to just focus on, oh, I have this other credit card, which is I have $1,500. Because if it takes you to pay off 2 months for that $1,500, but on the other flip side, you have that credit card with a balance of $20,000, you're going to have to pay interest over $1,000, just absolutely, so you don't really make any difference towards your payoff total balance.
Sure.
So if it's a really higher balance and you really have a good understanding about yourself and about your spending habits, and life happens, you know, no one really controls it, and you're in a situation, you have a really high credit card debt, I would definitely recommend going with the avalanche method.
Okay. Yeah, and it sounds like overall, like if you're concerned about how much you're going to pay out over time, that avalanche method is really the one that's going to truly save you the most money in the long run, because
absolutely.
You're focused on that interest rate, which, you know, these days, I mean, credit card interest rates can be, you know, 30% in some cases, and that's a big chunk of money to put towards interest only, especially if you're living on, you know, limited income, or you've got a lot of credit cards to pay off. I think that
or can you be have really some sort of situation, especially like we work at the credit union, I work with a lot of like single parents, like single mothers, like, okay, you're working, you're almost having two jobs, you also have a lot of other bills, you have to take care of your bills and your kids, and you're also trying to do and build a good future for your kids, trying to start a college fund and everything, and then you also on the side, you see yourself, you have this huge debt of credit card, so that can really make an impact, and it's just keeps you stuck over there if you don't really take
control
yeah. and make an active strategy.
That's a really great point. And one question that I want to kind of pick into a little bit about these two methods, and there's probably not a clear answer to this, but because it has to do with credit scores and everybody's situation is a little bit different, but does one method over the other impact your credit score differently?
Yes, it can definitely have impact. So one of the factors when we look at the credit scores is your credit utilization.
Okay.
So how much your credit limit is. So for example, if you have two credit cards and your credit limit is for each of them is $3,500. So your total credit limit is $7,000. Mm-hmm. So now if your balance, you're carrying the balance around $6,500 and that is over what, like almost 90%. So that is really going to have a negative impact on your credit score.
Okay.
But if you can bring that down, in that way, the best method in this situation is going to be going for the avalanche method, because then it's going to be help you, you know, your overall credit credit balance, that's going to bring you down.
Sure.
So that will help you once your utilization is, I believe it's right around 30% is recommended.
Yeah.
So as long as you stay less than 30%, that will positively impact your credit score.
Sure. So when we're looking at utilization, specifically if you've got a lot of maxed out cards, the faster you can bring those balances down,
right.
the quicker it's going to impact that score in a positive way.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is there any way that it could negatively impact your credit score to pay down your debts?
No, you do not, no, especially with the credit cards, and they're notorious for being, having a high APRs compared to, looking at your traditional loans.
Yeah.
So even for the other example, I was working with this member and, I think he's been out of college for a couple of years and he was, trying to decide that he had a really high balance on his student loans.
Yeah.
And then he also had a credit card of right around $4,000 to $5,000, that which one he should sort of target first.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, this is a huge number for his student loan and it really bothers him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is not a whole lot of interest. So you gotta sort of do the, you know, the cost benefit analysis over time, that how much you're gonna end up paying.
Yeah.
So my recommendation was like just primarily keep making the payments for your student loan. Don't worry about it. Let's knock that credit card because you're paying a lot of interest rate on that.
Yeah, well, and that brings up another really good point, because we've talked a lot about paying down like credit card debt, and which a lot of people have, and it's really easy to kind of rack up debt across multiple cards.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned you brought in student loans, so you can actually build in other types of debt into this payoff strategy, it sounds like.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit more about how you might prioritize something like a car loan versus student loan, maybe even versus medical debt to pay down, or, you know, how does that all kind of play in? How should somebody think about paying those types
of debt? So one of the main factors, again, just to reiterate, that it would be interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So how much you're paying, the balance you're carrying on that loan, that how much you're paying in that interest. So I would start definitely on that. But on the other side, if you're just over time, again, like, you know, like we talked earlier, it really depends on the person. It really depends on the situation. But if you're someone who had struggled your whole life with the credit cards and the loans in general, and then you need that little motivation.
Yeah.
So just focus on smaller. Okay, let's just one thing at a time. Let's think about it if you have this $1,500 credit card, let's just knock that out of the equation. Now you have that one account closed. Now you only have to worry about, even the balances are higher, so you only have two accounts left, and we can worry about them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, again, if you're just going to start with the higher interest, which has cost, you will end up saving some money over time. But then it's just a lot of people, they start with that, but then they lose their focus after a few months, and they kind of like gravitate towards, like, again, just carrying the higher balances and paying a lot of interest on their credit card.
All right, so you bring up a really good point about keeping momentum moving, and it can be really hard to kind of continue paying off your debt, especially if you have like a long period of time in which it's going to take you to really get your debt under control. So what are maybe some tips or advice that you have for people who maybe need to just stay motivated and need a little bit extra oomph other than just paying it off to kind of stay focused and really meet that goal to pay off that debt?
Absolutely, Jen. So some of the things I say is just making a strategy. And that pretty much applies anything in the life when you're trying to accomplish it. But like especially in the financial the problem that you're in, you're trying to pay off your debt, it's really, really important. Mm-hmm. And that you need something, when you're setting your goals, it needs to be measurable.
Yeah.
You know, they say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So you need those quantifiable goals that within the time frame, by this month and 6 months, this is the dent I'm going to make towards my loans. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's some other financial situation, whether you're trying to save some money,
sure.
whether you're trying to invest some money, right? So you need to be precisely define those things and then stay disciplined. Stay consistent.
Yeah.
So it's easier to say than being done. But again, that's just one of the things personally in different aspects for mm-hmm. in life that has worked for me.
Yeah.
So, and definitely when it comes to something super important and something sensitive as finances, I think that is very important.
Yeah.
Just measuring those goals and, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like that you bring up the measurement aspect because I feel like that goes really, really well with the snowball and the avalanche methods because you kind of have those key moments already kind of that are measurable. Like, I'm paying off this credit card debt and then I'm going to pay off this credit card debt. So you kind of have those moments like
yes.
built in already with both of these
yes.
methods. So.
And adding deadlines to those goals as well simultaneously. So
yeah.
that is important as well. So, and if you can stick with those things, and it also helps you regulate your stress levels as well. Mm. So if you can picture it, this is the amount, this is the deadline, this is the plan, this is the income. So once you look at the whole equation, and even in this moment, right now you're $30,000 under credit card debt, mm-hmm. it'll give you a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
That because you can measure it, you have the path that you're going through.
Yeah.
You see the light on the other side of the tunnel.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of been broken down into these more digestible steps versus
yes.
this big, huge, looming debt in front of you. Now it's like, no, actually, I just have this. I need to tackle this first, which is a little bit more approachable.
Absolutely.
And breaking it down. And a timeline is important because if you're just like, eventually, someday, well, that will be never. So having that timeline, you know, in 6 months, I'm going to have this first step paid off. In 12 months, I'm going to have the second one done. And
right.
having that plan is so important.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else? We're starting to run out of time already. I feel like we could keep talking about this forever.
Yeah.
But any last minute tips or thoughts you feel like our listeners should know when it comes to the debt snowball or debt avalanche, debt payoff strategies?
No, just again, to reiterate, I think it's just really depends on your situation and just being honest to yourself and working on your spending habits and making a strategy, then staying true to that strategy and having the discipline to making those financial decisions. So I think those are the main key things. Those are small things, which we all know, and we all are somehow at some points are guilty of those,
yeah.
right? Including myself. So
100%.
Yes, I think that's the key thing. And yeah, anything in life, if you have a plan, if you have a strategy, yes, you can do that mm-hmm. and you can accomplish your goals.
Yeah. And I have a final tip
yeah.
for our listeners. If you're not sure which debt strategy is best for you or even how to start laying that out, come talk to Conwar and his team at our Commerce Drive location or any of our locations.
Absolutely.
They can help you figure this out and set a plan in motion, and they'll be your cheerleader along the way. So thank you so much for joining us today. Conwar, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure to have you. You're full of knowledge. We'll definitely have you back. This has been Good Money Moves. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure that you like and subscribe. And until next time, stay financially empowered.